But we'll call the meeting to order at 1:02 p.m. And then I'll take a quick roll call. Besides myself, I believe Grant Westerson is here.
Here.
John Johnson.
Here.
Daphne Fesco. Daphne, I know you're there. I see you.
Yeah, he's on
Oh,
mute.
yeah, he's not.
I'm here. Can you hear
Sounds
me
good.
now?
Yeah,
I can.
we got it.
Okay. Thank you.
Paul Hinch.
Here.
Kristen Urbach.
Thought I saw her.
Yep, she's there. Let's see, Kristen. Felix
I'm
Reyes.
here. Good afternoon, everyone.
Yep. Doug Delaney.
Here.
Paul,
Brian Thompson.
sorry, I'm here. I was on mute. Sorry, Paul.
Yep, I see you. I counted Brian Thompson.
I'm here.
Yep, and then Dave Perullo.
Here.
Now it looks like Paul Robinson. I can see that he's here, so count.
Ah,
I
there we
think
go. Okay. Hello, all.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Apologies for running on another call a little
No, that's great. We just started. I just took roll
Paul,
call.
this is David Corris. I just joined. Sorry to be a couple minutes late.
Okay, great. Okay. So I think we're doing well. So we have a quorum, so we'll go ahead and get started. Since this is a special meeting, there's really only a couple items on the agenda. The first up, though, is public comment. So if you are in the public and you'd like to make a comment, it's star six if you would like to make a comment. So I'll open it up for public comment. Anybody would like to make public comment? Okay. Hearing no one that would like to make a public comment, we'll go into a committee update. And the first up is the Audit Compliance and Governance Committee. And I'm going to, hopefully, I think Melissa's on there somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I
Yep. So I'm
am.
going to turn over to Melissa from CohnReznick, and she's going to tell us all about our audit. So turn it over to Melissa.
Thank you. Thank you. And good afternoon, everyone. Melissa Ferrucci, I am the office managing partner of CohnReznick's Connecticut offices, as well as the partner in charge of the Connecticut Port Authority audit for the year ended June 30th, 2024. I'm joined today by my colleague, Tina Chokas, who is on the line as well. And we have been auditors for the Connecticut Port Authority. This is our fifth year. So thank you for inviting us to present to you this afternoon the audit results. I am going to share my screen for a very brief presentation of those results. Confirm that you can see my screen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. So first, before I get into the presentation, I do want to thank the Connecticut Port Authority team, including Fayola Haynes and Lori Epler, for all of their hard work with this audit. The audit began in around April or May from a preliminary standpoint and is concluded this month. And there's a lot of time and effort that goes into this audit, and really appreciate all of the team's efforts in getting us all of the information timely. So with that, I will go over with you today the various reports that we've issued, provide the required communications under GASB that we are required to report to those charged with governance, yourself as the board, and then we'll talk a little bit about future GASBs and considerations. So the audit results for this year, we issued our opinion, which was a clean and unmodified opinion over the financial statements as a whole. We audited in accordance with generally accepted government auditing standards. And we also issued a report on internal control over financial reporting and compliance and other matters. And there we have reported no findings within that report. And we have no management letter comments, so we will not need to issue a formal management letter. Now, for the required communications, again, as I noted, there were no findings. The significant estimates included in the financial statements relate to the pension and OPEB liabilities and deferred inflows and outflows associated with those liabilities. Those are estimates as determined based on an actuarial valuation. Another estimate is depreciation expense, which is depreciation expense over capital assets and amortization expense over leases. There were no unusual transactions noted within this audit, no disagreements with management or any issues, no consultations with other accountants, no difficulties in performing the audit. Management has advised us that they are not aware of any instances or fraud or illegal acts, and no matters came to our attention during the audit as it relates to fraud or illegal acts. And upon conclusion of the audit, management will sign a representation letter and return to us, which we anticipate we will issue the report shortly after this meeting. And then looking ahead into the next 2 fiscal years, new accounting standards that will be issued in 2025, effective 2025, is GASB 101 related to compensated absences, and GASB 102, which is certain risk disclosures. And the Port Authority will be reviewing these to determine their applicability based on materiality in the Port Authority's financial position and statements at that point in time. So that concludes the audit results for this year. Again, a clean audit, and again, very, very good process this year. And again, we really thank the Port Authority for all their hard work in getting this done. So with that, I'll open it up to any questions.
Nice to have it done early too, I think, Melissa.
Correct, correct.
Any other questions? I'll let Paul Hinch or David Corris, if you want to comment, since one is the chair of the audit, co-chair of the audit, and the other co-chair of finance.
I'll just add that at our joint committee meeting this morning, we went obviously into greater detail than we're able to do here at the full board. There were no significant issues. You know, we had some questions about the current accounting of OPEB since that was something new. But we were very happy as a committee to pass it on to the full board with the recommendation to accept it.
We were very pleased with the report.
All right. So with that said, I'll give a consideration and approval of a resolution authorizing the acceptance of the fiscal year 2024 independent audit. Resolve that the Board of Directors accepts and approves the fiscal year 2024 audit performed by Cohen & Resnick as recommended by the members of the Finance Committee, Compliance and Governance Committee at its joint meeting held on November 19, 2024, in the form of attached as exhibit to agenda item 3 alpha 2. Further, the authority staff is hereby authorized to submit, in accordance with the provisions of Section 11 Tac 4 Alpha of the Connecticut General Statutes, to the joint standing committees of the General Assembly having cognizance of matters relating to appropriations, commerce, the environment, and transportation, a copy of the audit. A copy shall also be submitted to the state auditors of public accounts. Do I have a motion?
So move.
Moved by John Johnson. Second? Thank you. Is that Gaffney?
Yeah, I second.
Okay. Any discussion? Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those for?
Aye.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, resolution passes. All right. I want to say, too, that they were very generous in their compliments to Faye and Laurie for doing the audit. I know that's a big weight off of your shoulders to have that one done. We have one more to go, which receiving an email today. It said that they're ready to release, so that's good. Okay, next order of business is to go into executive session, and I'm going to read a comment for this executive session. Pursuant to Section 1-210, Bravo 1 of the General Statutes of Connecticut, for the purpose of discussing a HR matters, goes like this. Resolve that pursuant to Section 206 Alpha of the General Statutes of Connecticut, by a two-thirds vote of the members of the Board of Directors present and voting, the Board hereby approves to enter into executive session for the purpose of discussing the hiring, performance, and employment status of employees.
So moved.
First by John.
Second.
Grant Westerson. All those in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Hearing none, all in favor, there are no absent abstentions, motion passes, we'll go into executive session. So with that said, we'll stop the recording and the employees here will have a discussion. Okay, so we are now out of the executive session after having discussed some HR matters and noting that no votes were taken in executive session. I think that's all I need to say. I would tell for those of you that are there, we had a just for public knowledge, Eric DeSalt, who has been with the firm for, I think, 4.5 months, 5 months, has decided to resign and go back to the passenger commercial passenger maritime industry. That's where his passion is. His last day is on Friday. And that we've made some decisions on how we want to move forward with the executive director search. And I'll leave it at that. With that said,
you need to have a double comment, Paul?
Yeah, go ahead, John.
No, I'm just wondering if the public needs an opportunity to speak. Maybe.
I don't know. Can we open up? I guess we can. I don't think we can do that because we're in a special board meeting.
But it was just a question.
It's on the agenda, I believe.
Oh, is it?
I don't think it is.
Yeah, it's number two.
No, we already had that.
It was on the agenda, no longer is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we already covered that. We gave the public the opportunity to speak in the beginning.
There you go, then. We're good.
Okay, with that said, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
Second.
Doug, I appreciate everybody. Thank you for a wonderful afternoon.